Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I am so excited to have our guest that we have tonight. I have so many questions. I can't even tell you. Tonight with us, we have Michelle Deck, Lady Lyric. Well, Michelle Deck, we'll get into the details of it, but I just really quickly wanted to say thank you to Blog Talk Radio for featuring us on their homepage this week. We thank you so much, and we had a lot last night, but tonight we are here to give applause to Michelle Deck, Lady Lyric. Michelle, I think you have additional party. Is it the what's your full name?
Well, my name is Michelle Deck. My persona is Lady Lyric de Avalon, the time traveling
Trouvère. There we go. I missed that. I missed the de Avalon because I know your name is Michelle Deck, and I'm like, I know there's a de Avalon that's supposed to be in there somewhere. Go ahead.
Right.
Sorry.
That's fine. Yes, I'm a singer-songwriter, inspirational music, and we've created our chamber steam pop music genre, which we've defined as classically infused pop music, but with a steampunk twist. And we've had a lot of fun with that, exploring different avenues. Because Lady Lyric is a time traveler, we can incorporate time frames from, you know, far classical musical period, Baroque styles, or if we want to go forward to the 1920s or 1950s, we can explore and do just about any genre, any time frame of music, and work our songs around that and make it with our stories. So it's a lot of fun, and we've been enjoying exploring it, and have many more exciting things on the drawing board too.
Cool. So Lady Lyric is a character you created, and you're telling a story of Lady Lyric's life, or are all your projects in the theme of having a theme like that?
Well, Lady Lyric, being the time traveler, she keeps a journal. She is on a quest, the way I've explained it, we've explained it, her story. She's on a quest to explore what we call the symbiotic nature of music. If you really think about it, music has no life of its own. It's just notes on a page or a recording sitting silent. It has to have a player, a singer, an instrumentalist, some person to give it life. But yet that person is greatly influenced by the process of creating and playing that music. So it's a very symbiotic relationship, and Lady Lyric is exploring that quest and seeing how nature shapes those people and how those people shape history. So she meets people, and she records her stories in her journal, and then Lady Lyric is a time traveler, came to Branson, Missouri, where Michelle Deck lives, and got a acquainted. It's a very vibrant musical culture here in Branson, Missouri, and shared her journal. They became fast friends, and so Michelle reads the stories in Lady Lyric's journal that she's entrusted to her, and is inspired and begins to write these inspirational chamber steampunk pop songs based either directly on stories or insights that she's gained from those stories. And that music is what we have produced on our Chamber Steam Pop albums. We just released our first one a couple years ago. It's named, the title of the EP is called Unplayed, The Chronicles of Lady Lyric. And we are in the process of working on a second release, hopefully sometime in 2022. We've already gotten a good start on a couple of, two or three of the new songs and have the great concepts going on with that. So a lot of exciting things in store. But that's kind of the story of how the relationship works and how the music has come to be.
Right, right. Now, is this or have you considered putting it into a book or a movie?
Definitely.
This whole story?
Absolutely. My dear husband, Bill, he is Bill with one L, by the way, very unique fella.
Mm-hmm.
My dear Bill, he does everything with me. We are a team in everything we do, and he does everything except be on stage with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we are writing partners, and so he is a photographer, videographer, theater background, all of that super creative juices flowing through his system, and he thinks in movies. So he is phenomenal about coming up with very unusual concepts that he will flesh out, you know, pieces, parts of it, and give it to me. And many times I'll take it from there and flesh out the song. But there have been several songs that we have written together for our chamber steam pop genre that we had discussed together and had the entire concept of either a music video or sometimes more. We had the concept fleshed out before the song was ever written.
Yeah, you got the visual first.
Exactly, which actually made it quite easy for me when the time came to actually flush out the song, because I knew exactly where it was going.
Right.
One song on our first project called Evie Dance On is that way. We had the complete concept all written out before we ever wrote the song, and one song we just have come up with is going to be on the next album. We've been sharing it kind of as a preview at some of the events we've done this summer. Was the same way. It's a pirate song called Angel of Moriah, and it's a story song, and we have been working on this off and on for 2 years, and because he has such this grand description of every verse is a different scene, and we see where it's going, I said, Bill, my dear sweetheart, this is awesome, but it's a 4 or 5 minute song. That's all I can do. How can I possibly narrow this down to a song? But we'd managed to do it. So,
right.
So any of these songs could become large videos, mini movies, full movies of themselves. Actually, one of our friends here in the Branson, Springfield, Missouri area that has worked in the entertainment and movie and film industry for years, the first time she heard even just some of our rough mixes of some of our first songs before the original project was released, she said, Michelle, this needs to be on Broadway. Can't you just see this Lady Lyric, the time traveler on Broadway? I said, that would be fabulous. Let's go for it. So you never know where this might wind up, but larger visions for it. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you were talking about it and the whole story behind it. I'm thinking it's either, like you said, a movie, a play, or a book. I mean, definitely something. You know?
Or all of the above even would be fine.
So now, speaking of Branson, you got to tell me, I'm a Jersey girl. Why is Branson so popular? I mean, so many entertainers perform in Branson. Tell me why Branson, Missouri, is an entertainment
capital. Well, I think it kind of started its heydays about the 90s. And it's gotten, we have millions of visitors every year, not just for the live shows, but for the various attractions and other events. It's become a great family destination, and been very, very, very rich for many years. And it's being right here in the center of the country, that's even more helpful, I think. It's easier for people to get to for a little quick getaway, but it's just a wide variety of music, of attractions. We're very family-focused, very patriotic in a lot of what we do, and it's just a very wide variety and very positive atmosphere, very welcoming for everyone. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people have played Branson. I'm like, why is Branson so popular? I mean, I've never been there, and I've never looked into it. But that's where you hail from, too. That's where you live. Were you born and raised there or no?
No, we've been here in Branson about 12 years. I was actually born and raised in northwestern Oklahoma, and then we lived in Texas, central Texas around the Dallas area for 20-plus years before moving to Branson about 12 years ago. And it's just a phenomenal atmosphere. We just love it here, love the people, gorgeous country, the Ozark Hills, and just absolutely beautiful. Getting ready, just be the first day of fall, the leaves will be absolutely gorgeous here in a few weeks, and so we're just a marvelous place to live. We're very glad to be here.
Nice. Now, before you did Lady Lyric and the theme or like you said, story songs, more dramatical stuff, what were you doing before that? Were you singing country? What were you doing before that?
No, I've done a variety. That's part of what led us to create our own genre. It's been very difficult to define our style all of my life. I actually was a classically trained pianist, and that's what I did first, and that's why I have a music degree in a piano performance with a voice minor. And but I've been writing songs since I was quite young, and tend more to be anything positive, inspirational from a wide variety of genres. I tend to go toward a theme and not necessarily a style. But for the music world, you really need to be able to at least put some kind of quote unquote label on yourself so your fans can kind of hang their hat on that style. And that's been very difficult for us. People have heard my voice and described it anything from a sultry lounge singer to a Broadway diva to a Disney princess. Kind of hard to describe that. So we finally, after quite a bit of frustrating and like, what do we do here? It's like, enough of this, trying to fit into some particular genre. Let's just make our own. And we had had some experience with enjoying the steampunk world, just the fun fantasy, the neo-Victorian retro futuristic movement, very artistic science fiction type thing, and very much enjoying getting acquainted with that world, and especially fashion creativity. We thought, why not? Let's incorporate some steampunk elements in our in some music, put together a story and a character, and write some great songs and go for it. So that's kind of how we came to this point.
Are other people doing it now too, since you created it?
Well, not exactly this way. I think there are other bands and artists that describe themselves as steampunk music, but it's not a real, it's a very loosely defined genre. It has more to do with thematic elements than a particular musical style. I think most of the other steampunk artists, if they call themselves that, tend to be more electronica, dance, pop, rock, to that side, where we have a pop light, light rock or adult contemporary basic feel, but a lot of classical elements woven into it. So it's somewhat of its own, but there are others that still define themselves as steampunk to some degree. But again, it's not a real well defined genre. So this is our spin on steampunk put together with classically infused pop music. So we've been enjoying doing it this way.
Well, I hate to sound ignorant, but I thought I knew pretty much a lot about music. I've never heard of pop before in my life. Pardon me.
Chamber steampop. Yeah, very, very fun.
Yeah. Well, now, the stuff that you sent me, is that from the Unplayed album?
Yes.
And are these all originals?
Yeah, well, Danny Boy, obviously, Danny Boy
yeah,
is
I wasn't
the,
sure if it was the
classic
Danny
Irish.
Yeah, yes, I wasn't sure if it
Danny,
was, yeah.
Yes, however, as you'll hear, it's like no Danny Boy you've ever heard in your life. We completely reimagined this song, and when I perform it live, Lady Lyric is a storyteller on stage,
right.
So she incorporates a couple of stories from her journal, and Danny Boy, she sets up the Danny Boy song by telling a story about how the tune came to be and how she met its creator. Quite fascinating. All of the stories that she tells have elements of actual established documented history. So it's kind of the thing of, well, it could have happened just that way. You never know. So she sets up that story. But Danny Boy, this version is one you've never imagined before.
Well, why don't we give it a listen and let everybody hear it?
Fabulous. Okay.
Well, this is Danny Boy by Michelle Deck. Should I say Michelle Deck and Lady Lyric, or just Michelle Deck, Lady Lyric, the Avalon?
That's always a good question. The songwriter, a creator of the music is Michelle Deck. When
yes.
I perform live, I'm performing as Lady Lyric, but so we're kind of doing a team thing here. But
right.
I guess probably better to define the songs themselves are from Michelle Deck.
Well, let's give it a listen. It's a Danny Boy, a version we've never heard before, by Lady Lyric, written by Michelle and performed by Michelle Deck. Enjoy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses fall. If you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when the summer's
Your voice is beautiful.
Thank you so much.
And that was really different. That was really, really different. Wow. It was great.
Definitely. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, quite a combination of banjo, cello.
I was
going to
ask if that was a banjo. I thought it was
a
banjo.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And Peruvian ocarina is the clay flute that's doing the really high counter melody. And then we threw in some Gregorian monks on voices.
Is Bill playing in any of these songs or no?
No, Bill doesn't have a trained musical background. He has
a
theater.
Well.
No, he's he writes. He's hair, makeup, anything theater side, but doesn't have any formal musical training. But he has a great instinct and a great ear for it. So we have over the years become good writing partners, and that has developed over the years. And so we've one song on this project, the first cut called Steampunk Dream, was completely Bill's. He actually wrote the lyric and the melody and had to teach it to me so I could find the chords and actually arrange it. So he's very, very talented in so many ways. It just he does sing. He has a very, very good voice. He just prefers to not be on stage. He wants to do everything else but be on stage. So it's worked out very, very well. We found we're a team in every part of life that we've had, and appreciate him so much. So we're definitely a 2-for-1 package deal in anything that we do.
Yeah. Great team. Now, how long did it take to put? How long did it take to put that song together? I mean, since it's such a change. I mean,
different.
How did it? Well, no, because it's so different. Yeah, actually, different from Danny Boy. So, like, how long did it take you to get that out of your head to make this project?
Well, let me see. It started. I really hadn't considered doing anything with Danny Boy, but we've done a lot of concerts here in the Branson area. Lots of restaurants and coffee shops and things.
Mm.
And Bill had challenged me. I was doing a concert at a local venue for St. Patty's Day, and so Bill challenged me to learn Danny Boy, and I just played it for myself on the keyboard. And I was thinking afterwards, because we were working on our unplayed project, it's like, what would it be if I could make this steampunk? And so one of the first things I thought, well, let's try to turn it minor, change the rhythm from 4-4 to 3-4 time, and just see what we can do with it. And so once I got the feel of how to sing it, then we started thinking of unusual ways. Because honestly, the lyric seems to me to be a lot more somber than the original major key version would seem to indicate. So
I agree.
I felt it was a quite a fitting reinvention, very reflective, a little almost sad in a way, because of its theme, but still very, very true to the Celtic roots that the song employs. But when it came time to arranging it, it was just a matter of I had the idea to use a very slow plucked banjo and just played it on a keyboard just like it was the primary chording instrument. Then we added cello for the bass, and we had run across the a very haunting sound of the ocarina. It was used somewhat in a lot of the Lord of the Rings songs and arrangements. So it's beautiful, haunting, very ancient instrument, clay flute type instrument. And so we were just playing the different things, and of course bagpipes being Celtic, we've got to use some bagpipes in there somewhere. And and then we're just thinking, it's an unimaginable combination of instruments from all over the world that we used to put to this song, because the song itself is, as Lady Lyric says, somewhat of a time traveler. You know, it's the actual origins of the tune, which are not completely known. There's various documentation, but the story that Lady Lyric drew from her journal start with over with the tune's origins being over 400 years ago. So it's just been such a well-loved song in so many different cultures and recorded in every imaginable style and musical genre from country. There's, I think there's a South Korean girls group that recorded it, and it's been just about around the world for centuries now.
Right.
And I'm just thrilled to find a way to breathe some new life into a song that has really become the unofficial anthem of Ireland and been loved all over the world.
Yeah, true. Now, Unplayed. Why Unplayed? Why is the title Unplayed? The Chronicles of Lady Lyric.
Well, the title cut was the first song that was actually written, and kind of became the inspiration of the entire project, and it simply comes down to the last hook line of the chorus, which I have taken and turned around a little bit, and I'll use it as my tagline: "May the music of your life never go unplayed." Simply the concept that we all are born with a music of sorts within us that is unique to us, and somewhere, somewhere in your world, someone needs to hear the music that is in your heart. Now, as Lady Lyric tells a story. One of the stories she tells, I won't go into it, but it's the summary basically is that the music of one's life may not be musical at all.
Right.
It may be seen in the way that you take your own gifts and find ways to help others. The song itself, the ending tag, goes into different. Parts of life, different occupations, teachers, painters, waiters, servers, preachers, bakers, builders, that you have a gift to give. You have something unique inside of you that is that the world needs to hear, and that is your quote-unquote music.
Right.
So that's the whole concept of the song and of the project is
I get it.
Exactly. You've got you got a music in your heart, and so the last line of the chorus is we must pledge always not to end our days with the music of our lives unplayed. And that was a whole the start of the project.
Yeah, I love that. I love that because you're right. Everybody has an inner something. Let it out. And if you don't, you'll never be happy.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, being a blessing and a help to others.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to play this one for everybody, too.
Fabulous.
This is Unplayed, the title cut from Unplayed, The Chronicles of Lady Lyric. Check it out.
Skills that he displayed.
Inspirational and uplifting, and oh man, that
wonderful.
Is definitely a musical.
I'm good. I'm glad you can see it too. One other thing that's really exciting that's going on with this song, there is an independent film group here in Branson that is in the middle of working on a movie called Pray They Stand Down, or PTSD. It's going to be about PTSD veterans and service dogs, and the creator and director of this film has selected this song, Unplayed, to be prominently featured in the film, probably over the closing credits main song, and probably somewhere else in the film as well. He heard it and felt that was a great theme for people that are recovering and from these type of traumatic things, whether they're, you know, veterans or military, or PTSD affects people of so many different walks of life from different reasons. He felt it would really be beneficial to this film. So we're very excited about that.
Nice. Well, I really enjoyed that. And I think that definitely I can see that as a musical, definitely a song in a musical for sure. So
fabulous.
Now I really want to get this other song on. So tell us about Lost Cog.
Ah, wonderful. This song was one of Bill's concepts. Mm-hmm. And, of course, cogs and clocks and time are very prominent concepts in the in our steampunk world. And but his whole concept about this was so many people, including probably us at different times of our lives, have felt like we just can't find a place to quite fit in. And we feel like we're a misfit, and we're just a spare part that someone forgot and left on the shelf, where there's just nothing important for us to do or be in the world. And he came to this concept of this song and work together and be able to have written it. And this song has really taken on a life of its own. We're very excited about. We've shared it just about everywhere we've played in Branson for the last three years, because it was one of the first couple songs we put together before the project even came out. And we started, we did a pre-release of it on early version online and used it all over town before the project came out. And we've really been amazed. I've once last fall when I sang it at one of the veteran shows here in Branson, and just this past Saturday I sang it at one of our fall festivals here in Branson, and people have come up to me afterwards, especially grandparents, and said, "I've got to get that song. I have a grandson or a grandchild or a niece or nephew that's been suicidal. They've got to hear this song." And it just is so touching to us. So we have really been thrilled and excited to see how this song has taken on a life of its own. And every time we share it, someone comes up to me, "Thank you, Michelle. I needed that song so much." So hope it can inspire and encourage some other folks too.
Well, you're going to tell me that Lost Cog is better than Unplayed.
It's different, so you can listen to it, and you can tell me what you think.
Absolutely. Everybody, this is Lost Cog. Let's check this one out. I can't wait. Let's listen.
Thank you. Awesome.
Oh,
Nice. I like the hook on the chorus is great. And what instrument is that that's doing the main riff in there? What instrument is that? It sounds like the
From what I remember, we blended a dulcimer and marimba to do some of those accents, and I was playing the piano there as the basic main chording instrument. But yeah, we played around with a dulcimer, marimba, various other unexpected sounds that we put in there. But yes, we had a lot of fun with that, and
it's just been
so special to see how that song has taken off.
Yeah, and it sounds like a fun song. Like you had fun doing it, you know. Even though the message is powerful, you know, the message is powerful. Wow. So now this may sound like a crazy question because you got so much going on with this new album. I mean, what plan to do next?
Well, next we are looking forward into 2022 to see where we can take this music. We really, really love to share this in steampunk related festivals and gatherings and happenings, but also Renaissance fairs. A lot of them have a steampunk day, or because of the time traveling aspect, I think we can work in the Renaissance fairs very well. Also, other Comic Cons and cosplays. Steampunk has become a very present element in those fields as well. And so we can do our appearances as Lady Lyric in those fields. But I welcome any opportunity to share the songs, because whether you're into steampunk or don't know a thing about it, you'll find that the songs are very encouraging and inspirational, and will definitely be welcome and fit in any venue at all. So we're very open to that. We were privileged to do a couple of steampunk festivals this summer. Just thrilled about that, because obviously just coming out of 2020, here in 21, there are only just a handful of actual live events that have been held. Some were getting started, and we were hoping for one more in Texas in the fall, but they wound up going ahead and postponing till next year. Totally understand that. Lots of things going on still, and being cautious, but we're really hoping to get to the booking in 2022 and see what can develop out of that still. So
yeah, well, you know, it's funny.
Hopefully sometime. Yeah,
I wouldn't even like label it steampunk. It's just adult contemporary music to me. It sounds great.
Right. It's something that we found anyone can enjoy, and we just like and enjoy putting those extra unusual elements. Steampunk as a general genre has really become prevalent in movies and fashion and TV and so many places that you really don't realize it's really, really become prevalent. So it's just something extra fun to put into our music.
Well, Michelle, tell everybody where they can get their stream or download or a copy of a CD, or where they can find out more about you and Lady Lyric.
Absolutely. The best place to go is our website. It's simply ladylyricmusic.com. And the front page has a picture of the album cover photo. Then you can click on the store page. Will take you to a place where you can download either any of the individual songs as singles, or download the entire CD. If you would like a physical copy, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's a 12-page full-color CD booklet with the lyrics, because these are original songs. We find people want to have the lyrics and a little bit more background. And my dear Bill is a wonderful photographer. We have many different photos of Lady Lyric in here. So it's a beautiful, beautiful collection. And of course, I'll be happy to sign it. We have a custom designed t-shirts that Bill also designed available on that website that you would really enjoy as well. but that's the best place. And I do have a special select group that I call Lady Lyrics Questers. These are our friends that that have joined our email list family, and we send out special things periodically. We welcomed a brand new group of questers from the last Big River Steampunk festival that we were able to perform in Hannibal, Missouri on Labor Day weekend. And just this past week, we sent out a private video link to a brand new song that we're getting ready to release on the next project. Just as a little thank you bonus to that group of friends that have joined us. So nice. You never know. So if you're on our website, you have a place there to sign up also to join our questers email list family, and we will be thrilled to welcome you there as well.
Nice. There you go. You got your own little fan club already going. The questers.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank
nice.
You. Well, we also do have. I'm sorry, but have a Facebook page, Lady Lyric Music Official, on Facebook is where you can find us, or type in Lady Lyric, the time traveling Trouvere. But I post two or three just little positive memes every day, and then of course we do photos and clips from our concerts and things as well. So that's one other way that you can be. Be joined up with Lady Lyric and Michelle, and be part of our family as well.
Very nice, very nice. Well, my goodness, thank you so much, Michelle. It was a pleasure meeting
you.
I really enjoyed the music, and you guys
you
are.
So
I can't wait to hear the next project, and it sounds fabulous. I hope to see a commercial saying it's going to be on Broadway here over in New York.
You never know. You never know. And Joanne, I just wanted to say thank you for the wonderful opportunity. I'm just trying to learn a little bit about you and your story. I really did enjoy your song, Be Kind. I listened to that earlier today. It's like, yes, because that's, very much our heart, just this positive, encouraging, helping people, just helping everyone in every way that we can with your music
Very
or
nice.
Whatever your gifts are. So I can only imagine I don't know your full story, but obviously you've, with your voice, have had some challenges in the past, and I really applaud the way you've taken something negative happening in your life and turning it around to a positive for just so many other artists and singers and actresses, and for the rest of the world to share their gifts with your audience. So I really, really applaud you for doing that, and I would love to hear more from you and learn more about your story too. So I really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you. No, I just trying to keep my happy. That's all. That's all.
Absolutely.
Just trying to stay happy. That's all. And like you said, everybody needs to show they're happy, and this is my happy. I enjoy doing this.
Wonderful.
I mean, it's not something I ever thought I'd be doing, but I'm enjoying it, So it keeps me in the business to somewhat degree. So,
Certainly.
But anyway.
Certainly.
Yeah. Well, my goodness, again, thank you, everybody. Michelle Deck, go and check it out. It's called, the EP is called Unplayed, The Chronicles of Lady Lyric, and the part is Lady Lyric, the Avalon, and it's a whole story. And hopefully we see this going bigger places than here, because it's fabulous.
Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. LadyLyricMusic.com.
That's right.
And I can't wait to meet some new friends that have found us there.
Yes, and go join the Lady Lyric, the Lady Lyric Quest? Become a Lady Quester. Become a Lady Lyric Quester,
yes.
And you'll know exactly what they're doing at all times.
Absolutely.
Oh, God. Well, thank you, Michelle. Everybody, Michelle Deck. Thank you so much,
thank you,
Michelle.
So much.
Take care. It
bless
was a pleasure.
You all.
You have
bless
a good
you
night.
All. Have a great night.
Take care.
Thank
you
so
too.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm telling you, I liked it. I liked it. I liked it. I thought it was really cute and catchy. And to me, it was just adult contemporary music with the little poppy flair in there. And definitely Unplayed to me sounded like a Broadway musical, a song that I'd hear in a Broadway musical. But and Danny Boy, oh my goodness, sounded nothing like Danny Boy, and just that's not easy to do. That's why I asked how long it took to take a song that you've heard in your head for years and years and years and totally twist it to where it's unrecognizable and still have the same meaning, but in this case, maybe even more. I don't know. But thank you again, Michelle Deck, who is playing the role of Lady Lyric the Avalon. And you can go to ladylyric.com to get more of the music. And as she said, there's videos up there too, and a shop where you can buy T-shirts and all other kinds of merch, I'm sure. So now tomorrow, we got a great show. We have a great show. My good friend Judy Tenuta is going to come by. For those of you who don't know, Judy, for about a year now, has been dealing with cancer. And she has been amazing throughout. And her story is just fabulous. And talk about somebody that doesn't give up, boy. I'm telling you. What a trooper. She is amazing. And we're going to talk to her tomorrow. And if you want to call in, send her your love, your prayers, and just let her know how proud of her you are. It's not easy to do, you know, to kick cancer's ass. And that's what she's doing. She is kicking cancer's ass. So tomorrow night, the 23rd, pardon me, 10 p.m. Eastern, make sure you join us. Give us a call. Send her your love. She could use any prayers. Everybody, say a prayer for everybody. We all need a little help. Excuse me. And then on the 26th, we've got author Erin McDermott. And she is giving away an autographed copy of Hate's Deception. And I think she said, I think she's got bookmarks as well. I think that's what she said. I need to catch up with her before we go on the air so I know exactly what she is doing. So anyway, Erin McDermott will be with us on the 26th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And don't miss Judy Tenuta on the 23rd at 10 p.m. Eastern. And October, I guess we'll have the calendar up. We got a whole week to go, so we'll have everybody up. I need to just get back to everybody and make the dates and arrange the dates. So if you're listening and you're waiting for a reply, they're coming. Hopefully tomorrow night I can get that over to you guys. All right. Well, thank you again to Michelle Deck. And again, go to ladylyric.com to check out the rest of the album, which is called, what's the song? I loved it too, and I can't think of it. Unplayed, The Chronicles of Lady Lyric. So I'm going to close with that, Unplayed, because I thought it was really good. So we're going to close with that, Unplayed. Where are you? Have a good night, folks. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to our guests, as always. And thanks to all our sponsors. One night I'm going to have to talk about all the sponsors because there's so many of them. And it's just too many. But it's great. It's great. So here we go. Have a good night, everybody. This is Unplayed, Michelle Deck, Lady Lyric the Avalon. Go to ladylyric.com. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.